Welcome back to Energy Wise. I'm Marielle Smith, and today I'm joined in the studio by Interior Alaska Green Stars Executive Director Darcy Warden. So we've been talking about the electronics recycling event, and we were talking about Total Reclaim, which is the business in Seattle, did you say?
Yeah, they're located in Anchorage and Seattle.
And that's where, when you bring along your electronics waste, and Green Star have got an electronics recycling event coming up on Saturday, the 4th, and next Monday, the 6th. So you can bring all your stuff along, and that's where it will go.
Yep, you can bring, and we were just talking a little bit earlier, and you can bring anything that you're not using. So items that are perfectly functional but obsolete because they're just not compatible anymore. Things that are broken, we will take. We will take broken discs. You can bring cell phones and floppy disks and CDs, and, I mean, those things are free. We just have a big box that we drop them in, and we'll take them. But it doesn't matter if it works or not. And unfortunately, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. And so will they use that again, Total Reclaim, or will it all just be used for parts?
It'll all be dismantled. Mm. I mean, it's all stripped apart. Basically, all of the items, real quickly, they just go through. It's pretty impressive. This humongous crushing machine. And it just chops everything up, basically. And then, much like in a mining type of system, it shakes everything out along the way.
Wow.
And so the different items are separated out as it goes through the process, kind of like the conveyor process.
And you're going to need some help with this event, aren't you? So you're calling on volunteers.
Yes, I need help. I need folks to come out and support us in unloading items and pallets, putting them on the pallets and wrapping them up. And then we have a really fun job for any of you guys out there, any of you gals out there who want to use power drills. Because security is a very big issue for a lot of people when they bring their computers in, and we will take the hard drives out and drill holes in them.
Oh, wow.
Right in front of people so
okay,
that they know
that's
that
good. So you know that no one's going to be able to get hold of your details.
Yep.
So if you're interested in volunteering, or if you want to come along and you want to find out more information, you can go to Green Star's website, which is iagreenstar.org, or you can email Darcy, which is darcie@iagreenstar.org, or you can give Darcy a call, which is 978-9889. So I hope that you'll get a lot of volunteers through this.
That would be great.
So the next thing we wanted to talk about was the digital switchover, which I haven't heard massive amounts about, actually. Can you explain what it is, what's going to happen, and when it is, actually?
Yeah. The digital switchover is something that's happening with the television broadcasting systems. And what's happening is that for many of us, I know for myself, for years, we used the analog television, which means you put your rabbit ears up and you have your antenna up on the house, and you can catch that analog and get the television stations that way. Well, that's no longer going to be available. There's this switch over to digital, so all the television stations will be going digital, except for really small stations. They're not required to do that. So I can't remember offhand which station it is, but there's going to be one station in Fairbanks that's still going to be analog.
Right, but this is all happening next year, I think.
This is happening
February?
In February.
Mm-hmm. So not long, really.
No, it's not. By the time we have our next recycling event, e-waste recycling event, which would be in April, I'm imagining we're going to see a lot more televisions, because I know people have been saying, oh, yeah, I have 3 or 4 televisions in storage.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to throw them away. And
oh,
I said, don't throw them away, you know, because we will take them. But I'm anticipating that we're going to see many more televisions coming in after February.
So with the switchover, can people use their old television still, or do they have to get a new one? I mean, that's quite a lot of expense, really, for everybody, isn't it?
It is. And there's something called the converter box that's available for people who do want to keep their television, which I would highly recommend if you are not wanting to get a new one, you still want to watch television, get the converter box, and you should be fine.
Okay. So also wanted to talk about recycling more generally in Fairbanks. A lot of people don't realize that, we can recycle in Fairbanks. It is fairly limited. But Walmart has opened up its doors to recycling?
Walmart has been incredibly gracious in terms of what they started doing was more of an in-house program. And they told their employees, well, hey, let's recycle, you know, because we have these empty trucks going down, and let's send our stuff down. So in-house, people were bringing their recyclable materials to Walmart. And then Timbo, who has been working with Interior Alaska
Green Star. And he's the director, is he, of Walmart? Or?
He is the superstore manager.
Uh-huh, right.
Yes, and he has been so gracious in opening his doors up to the entire community. And I was nervous about that at first. I spoke with him and said, I think you guys are going to be really overwhelmed. You're going to get a lot of material.
And the bins, it has to be said, are usually full. But they're doing it, and that's great. And so you can take your plastics, paper, cardboard, and is there anything else that they're taking?
Paper, plastic, and aluminum.
Oh, they're taking aluminum as well. Cool. And K&K, which is off 8.5 mile on the old Richardson Highway, also takes aluminium and food cans. Mm-hmm. And they'll actually give you some money for it.
And tin, right. Yeah.
And K&R Pipe, which is on East Van Horn Road, also takes aluminium. So, you know, if you want to get recycling, you can do it that way. Right. A lot of people are recycling by dumpster diving, which is a pretty important way that people are pulling useful materials out of the waste stream here in Fairbanks. And I know that we have people in the office who are very keen on it.
Yeah, that's more. I would definitely put that under the category of reusing, and the and I think it's a great thing. I think our transfer stations are one of the things that I wish I could see more in other communities in terms of having that space, make it available, put your items there that aren't going to be used by yourself, but they're still perfectly useful. But then again, and you know, and then some people go even further and get into those dumpsters and pull stuff out of there, which is fantastic. It's just timing, because I've done a little dumpster diving myself, and I go to the reuse stations, and sometimes I'll get out there and the burrow is cleaned up pretty well.
So, right.
Yeah, they have to keep it pretty tidy out there.
And I should also mention, of course, and many people may know this, the borough has a household hazardous waste collection facility, so they collect gasoline, batteries, motor oils, and paints. And you can find more about that on the borough website, actually, their solid waste section.
Yeah, and they do a great job out there.
So why should people recycle then? We talk about, well, obviously it's important to reuse and reduce what we use, but what is so good about recycling?
Recycling is keeping the material within our user system, I guess I could say, instead of having it just go to a landfill and be done and not have any use at all again, we could actually take those materials and use them again. It's like another type of mining is the way I would say it. So, I mean, as long as we can keep that material in the system and make it useful, that's way better than having it sit there in the landfill and not do anything at all and just take up space.
And interestingly, for some materials, such as aluminium, that's actually more energetically viable to recycle them rather than to create them, you know, first off. I can't remember what the figures are. I don't know if you've got any there, but it is actually
it's much more efficient, energy efficient, to recycle the aluminum than it is to actually take the raw material and make it new.
So how about the future of recycling in Fairbanks? And we're going to have to be brief now because we don't have very long, I'm afraid. But there are plans afoot. And there's actually, I think, a recycling task force, isn't there?
There is the Borough Recycling Task Force, which is working to make recommendations to the Borough Assembly and Mayor as to what steps need to be taken in order to institutionalize a recycling program here in our community.
So I suppose we don't quite know what format that will take. But you can check out, again, on the Borough website, you can find the Recycling Task Force information on there. Mm-hmm. There is actually a waste to energy request for proposal going on at the moment, which I find very interesting. Mm-hmm. So this basically means, well, we could burn all of our waste. Well, not all of it. It would be recycled first, actually,
right.
The mayor has said, which is good. But then we would actually be able to get energy and heat from that. And
yes.
I think the mayor has a plan to capture the carbon dioxide and feed that into greenhouses so that we could actually produce a food in Fairbanks, which would be amazing.
It would be fascinating. I would love to see the proposal, learn more about those plans, take a good look at, you know, potentially what we're looking at in terms of how much matter would need to be collected and used for something like that. It sounds like a very large system. And so I think it's an exciting prospect and something that all of us need to pay attention to and learn more about.
Yeah, I'd really like to interview the mayor, actually, because he sounds like the person to talk to on this issue.
Yes.
He knows his stuff, I'm sure. And it seems like we do have waste to energy plants in the States already. 14% of the trash in the US is burnt, actually. In Denmark, it's 54%. So they seem to know quite a lot about, in those sort of Nordic areas, about sustainability. So I'd be interested, as you say, to find out more about it.
Yeah, if it applies to our climate, I'm definitely interested in learning more.
Okay, well, that's probably all we've got time for. But don't forget that the electronics recycling event that Green Star is holding will be Saturday, the 4th of October, 10 till 4 at the Westmark Hotel parking lot, and on Monday, the 6th of October, also 10 to 4, and that's more for businesses and such things. So thanks very much for joining me, Darcy.
Thank you, Marielle.
That was Darcy Warden of Interior Alaska Green Star. And if you're interested in volunteering at the Green Star Electronics Recycling event on October the 4th and 6th, or if you would like Green Star to do a presentation on electronic waste and recycling at your business or school, you can contact Darcy Warden at 978-9889 or email Darcy, that's D-A-R-C-I-E, at iagreenstar.org. And you can find more information on Green Star's website, which is iagreenstar.org. Well, that's it for another edition of Energy Wise. Tune in again at the same time, that's 8 o'clock on Monday morning, next week, when I'll be talking to Phil Loudon from Arctic Technical Services about energy ratings. Get Energy Wise. Save money. Get sustainable.